From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer Jackie Arredondo and her debut EP, Someone Like You. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. But mostly welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, Rockwired's got another Cinderella story for you. After years of being a vocal coach to some music industry heavy hitters, Jackie Arredondo decided that now was the perfect time to get into the studio and make that record that she'd always been wanting to do. The results of her labor in the studio are her debut EP, Someone Like You, and while it's got some of that polished country sound that's all the rage these days, it's got some bluesy elements to it as well that make it a listen that can't be missed. I had a chance to speak with Jackie about her life and music and the release of her album, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Jackie Arredondo with the title track of her debut EP, Someone Like You.
When my world was filled with darkness, I couldn't find the light. I had no destination, had no reason to survive. And it just seemed to happen. We were standing face to face, and it only took one moment for everything to fall in place. And you brought
you.
That was Jackie Arredondo with the title track of her debut EP, Someone Like You. Visit Jackie at her official website, www.jackiesite.net. I spoke with Jackie over the phone about her new release and her life in music, and here's how it went. Well, Jackie, you've got a wonderful CD out now, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for opening up a space for me in your show and for taking interest in my music. The end result, a new artist comes about with a new label, you tend to say, well, you know, we're going to just kind of throw sticks and stones and see what happens. And I really never expected that it was going to have such a huge feedback from the people. I did not expect that at all, especially with someone like you. We had a great response radio and also with the video, and that was very surprising. I just woke up one day and there was, I think it had been up for about maybe 60 days or 55 days or 60 days, and I had about 20,000 hits. So, you know, for a newcomer like me, that's very gratifying.
Well, you're a newcomer as a recording artist. I mean, you've been in the industry a while as a voice coach for people, and big names too. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, small time folks. I mean, how is that coming at it? For, you know, having been in the industry a while, and now all of a sudden, oh, I'm a recording artist myself. Is there more pressure? Is there less pressure? Is it no big deal? How does that feel?
You know, it feels kind of great because when I decided to become a recording artist, I had reached a point in my life where, you know, I was very satisfied with what I had done as a professional within the industry, and I needed something more. I needed a challenge, and, you know, I had the time and I had the opportunity of actually working on myself and doing something that I always wanted to do. It just so happens that sometimes life takes you through other paths, and I am so very grateful that I was taken through that path, because a lot of what I did brushes on what I'm doing today, and a lot of where I've been professionally and who I've been with have actually, you know, formed some type of a step for me to go one way, you know, one more step further. So it feels good. It is more challenging because, see, I've always told people what to do. And now I'm being told what to do. And you know what? I welcome it. I welcome it. Sometimes I work with producers that are very intimidated over the fact that I have been an instructor for so long and work with so many big people. And, you know, I tell them, treat me like if I had never sung a note, and you're just going to tell me exactly what you want me to do, and I'm not going to get upset. I just really want to be directed. I want to be on that side now. And, you know, when you work with fabulous producers and songwriters, you welcome the direction, and I'm just happy that I'm at on the other side. It feels kind of good not to be so worried about everybody else, and, you know, have people be worried about what you're doing. Hopefully it's right.
I see. talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, my parents are actors. My grandparents were comedic actors, and my grandfather had a theatrical company, and I basically started out as an actress at the age of four. And my mom was an actor. When she came to this country, she was she continued to act. So I was able to go into acting. The singing came much, much after. I think I was in junior high, maybe, and that's when I really took an interest in singing. And when I started studying, when I started college, I had a lot of private instruction in acting and singing, And basically, my teachers made me an instructor. They said I had a gift, and I basically thought they were crazy. they began to send students against my will because they knew that whatever I taught, people would understand it no matter how I said it. And I didn't understand that at the time. And after a while, after I began to see that people actually responded to my direction, that's when I started working with all the labels, recording labels, and people, these producers needed results very, very quickly. They were on a 2 months deadline and 2 week deadlines, and that's when I developed my pattern, which is basically singing by sensations, by the sensations of your body, and that sure did it. And I think that was one of the main reasons why I became so well known within the industry as an instructor, because my technique was very unique, and it had the results that actually the labels wanted to see. So, but you know, music came later, and people say, "What do you most love to listen to?" And I'm a music lover. I listen to everything. I was always a country music lover. That was like my first love. But you know, being exposed to so much because of my parents were also singers, and they used to have big productions and shows, and they used to sing everything. So I was exposed to a lot of music, and I think that's how I became to appreciate the different genres, and I think that's how I was able to actually be able to sing any genre I wanted very easily, because I was exposed to it from a very, very young age.
And what was it about country music that spoke to you in a way that other things didn't?
The stories. For me, country music tells a story. And to this day, although music and genres have changed so much, so many fusions nowadays, somewhat I feel that they've lost lyrically the essence. And in country music, you never lose that. You always tell a story. You can always relate to the story, and you can always feel the singer, the emotion in the singer, which actually transmit to you, you know, and you feeling the song itself. And I think that's just phenomenal.
Were there ever any performers, country performers, that you thought exemplified that storytelling process within a song better than most?
I was always a Dan Fogelberg lover. You know, his stories and the way that he sang them was always, you know, beautiful. Dolly Parton was one of my favorites. Then came Shania. You know, I mean, so many of them. Martina. So many of them along the line that I don't have a particular favorite, because you know, if you learn to appreciate what everybody's style actually has to give, you actually can relate and can be a lover of that particular artist. So I really, you know, I mean, I couldn't say I have a particular favorite.
Visit Jackie at her official website, www.jackiesite.net. From her EP, Someone Like You, here is Jackie Arredondo once again with Put Some Man On That.
To clear up the haze, in walks a cowboy who just might be the one who gets to dance with the devil in me. But it's gonna take some muscle, a steady hand, the wild and restless spirit that understands. Put some man on that. As a matter of fact, you gotta ride this love train till you run out of track. Put some man on. Brisket, stop me up with a biscuit. likes a man on the You don't have to take me to no fancy room to show this woman what you can do. This flatbed Ford is all we got. Take me around the world from this parking lot. Forget the fancy dinner, the fine French wine. Let's cut to the chase. Don't you waste my time. Puts a man on that. Puts a man on that. Puts a man on this. Yeah, puts a man on that. Ooh. Hey boy, puts a man on that.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Jackie Arredondo and her debut EP, Someone Like You. Rockwired spoke with Jackie regarding the new album, and here's how it went.
In terms of getting into the recording studio yourself, as opposed to teaching, what do you think inspired that change? After years of coaching other people, what was the, you know, what do you think was the impetus for it?
I needed an adventure. I needed a challenge. I needed a different direction. You know, when you feel fulfilled as a professional and as a woman, you always tend to find something else that can keep you on the edge. And I mean, as an instructor, I've basically done it all. I've done about 9 reality shows, and I still, to this day, I still get called by big names in the industry to train. But I needed something for myself. I think that you know when the time comes when you can actually give yourself the gift of saying, okay, now I can do whatever I want. And at that point, what I really, really wanted is what I always wanted. I always wanted to be a recording artist, but, you know, I mean, path took me somewhere else, and, you know, then that was fine. I mean, that was totally fine.
Who did you work with in terms of producing this project?
I worked with, first of all, Richard Franco, Charlie Allen, Jason Campbell. Put some men on that. One of the writers is Jim Peterick. And there's another writer by the name of Hal Kruger. And they just, you know, they did beautiful, beautiful work on the pieces.
And how involved were you in the songwriting process, or did you select the songs? How did that work?
I write. I just did not write in this particular occasion. I wanted to have songwriters work and write for me. It was a choice that I made. You know, I don't regret it because I always have to be the songwriter in my pieces. I think that we always should find some type of variety. And when you work with other songwriters and you step behind and you are the artist and you allow yourself to be the artist and be directed, you absorb from all these producers and songwriters, and it just makes you better even for your own future material. So, you know, it makes me grow. So I wanted to be just the artist in this first project.
I see. And what songs off of this recording resonate for you the most, and why?
I love With My Eyes Closed. It's not a song that basically belts out two climatic notes. It's not a song that really, you know, has a humongous chorus or a humongous bridge, but it's just so laid back, and you know, you can. I love to use my lows. I love to be able to be given the opportunity to sing down there and explore that low range. It's actually my favorite range is my low range, not my high range. I feel that it's richer. And when I heard this song, I fell in love with it. I learned it, I think, that right away. That's how much I liked it. And I think out of all five, that one and Another Monday Afternoon, because it's very bluesy, and I like blues. I like a lot of that rich bluesy sound, and I enjoyed working a lot with the songwriter of that song, which was Pete Macitti, and he actually wrote Insane as well. And those two are basically my favorite. I mean, Someone Like You is beautiful. It's when I actually spoke to Jason Campbell, I told him I was looking for a big country ballad, and he came down and sang me this song, and I was just sold. But truly my favorite is with My Eyes Closed and Another Monday Afternoon.
Have there been any opportunities to showcase the songs in a live setting?
We're getting ready to do that. We basically have concentrated on radio promotion, but now in 2011 we're getting ready to take, you know, the band on the road, and that's something that makes me very excited, because it's I love to perform, and I love to connect with people, you know, right there, and I'm very excited about that.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
Pardon?
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the album?
That I was honest when I sang them, and that I actually felt exactly what I was saying. And if somebody could relate to that, you know, that's just amazing.
Visit Jackie at her official website, www.jackiesite.net. From her EP, Someone Like You, here is Jackie Arredondo once more with another Monday afternoon.
Help me be brave and help me find the peace. I can't shake these dreams that I had of you and me. Remembering when you would hold me tight, told me you'd be mine for life. So tell me, where did we go wrong? Another Monday afternoon, I feel these midday blues, wishing I was coming right back home to you. Another Monday afternoon, I can't believe we're through, and I'm gonna have a hard time just to get in your stool. Life can be so funny, we never stay the same, riding through these emotions that we can't explain. Tell me, how do I win this fight? Find the strength to start a new life. Well, I've got nothing left to lose. Another Monday afternoon, I feel these midday blues, wishing I was coming right back home to you. Another Monday afternoon, I can't believe we're through, and I'm gonna have a hard time just to get in used to what I would feel if you'd hear me now. Wasn't it so beautiful? Yes, it was so beautiful. Another Monday afternoon, I feel these midday blues, wishing I was coming right back home to you. Another Monday afternoon, can't believe we're through, and I'm gonna have a hard time just getting used to another Monday.
Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jackie Arredondo for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit Jackie at her official website, www.jackiesite.net. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine, damn it, people got a phone. I've been high, but mostly low. A lifelong lodger on a bed and roll. Darkest hour, a turn brighter than a rose.